Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you a Women's History Month edition of the Sales How-To podcast. This episode is called How to Sell to Female Buyers. There are many women who control budgets now, from general counsels to other buyers in corporate America, and you may be encountering some of them in your sales efforts. Everyone, male and female, comes into a position with a set of experiences, life experiences, career experiences that govern how that person does their job. And today I want to focus on some of the ways that being a female can determine how we do our job. I'm going to discuss some pet peeves that women have. I'm going to discuss female-to-female buying situations. And I'm going to dispel or comment on rumors or myths about how women make decisions or how women buy. And perhaps this entire topic is a little controversial. If that's the case, then you can tell me that I'm wrong on the Sales for Lawyers company page on LinkedIn or in the comment section to this podcast if you're listening to it on our website. So, here goes, how to sell to female buyers. I'll start with the pet peeves. There are two huge ones that you're going to want to be aware of and take into consideration in how you engage with female buyers. First things first, respect the role. You don't know what that woman had to go through in order to get that powerful position. Maybe there are people who think she doesn't deserve it. Maybe she's the first in the role and is therefore being evaluated very closely or monitored very closely. Maybe she perceives that there are doubters about her ability, about her deservedness. Either way, she's going to be very sensitive to any activity on your part that attempts to circumvent her or circumvent the role, kind of go around her to someone else, to especially if that someone else you're trying to get to is a man. So you really want to engage the same way with her as you would if a man held that position. You want to ask her how the decision will be made and when it will be made, and then respect her power to make that decision. Another pet peeve that women have is wanting to have our decisions accepted. So if you've done a sales pitch with a woman and she makes a decision and that decision is no or to go with someone else, we don't like it when you keep selling after you've gotten the no. That act of continuing to sell is, again, a sign of disrespect. You don't respect the no. Maybe you would act the same way if the no came from a man. But again, you're dealing with someone who comes from a different set of experiences. So continuing to sell to a woman may indicate to her that you think you can wear her down or force her to change her mind. So stop selling. And if you want to know why you didn't get the bid or the engagement, do a debriefing instead. This indicates that you respect her decision, but you want to know what you can do better in the future. Women tend to give good feedback in this situation, and you'll keep yourself in the running for future projects by using this approach rather than continuing to sell. Now I want to talk specifically about female-to-female selling. One of the tips that I give to sellers is to start with your natural pockets, people with whom you have natural commonalities. So female-to-female, male-to-male, black-to-black, whatever. Similar religions, similar sororities or club memberships, similar hometowns, anything that you have in common with someone is a natural pocket, a natural way for you to connect with that person and develop a relationship. Female to female selling, though, I find is a toss-up. You don't know what kind of female you're getting. Some will be harder on you because you're a woman, and others will try to help you because you're a woman. And you have to do your research to kind of figure out what kind of woman you're dealing with And you also have to be perceptive to determine early on in your sales conversation what kind of bent this particular female has. There are some women who got where they are by exercising masculine traits. They are, you know, ball-busting type women, and they tend to be harder on you because that's what their experience has been. The system was harder on them, and they're hazing you the same way that they've been hazed. Other women have the exact opposite approach. They want to guide you through the system the same way that men tend to help men. If you get a ball buster, she's going to be a tough sell. What you want to do is try not to turn her into an active adversary. I wouldn't spend any time at all trying to butter her up. I'd just be all business. Demonstrate my competence and show her that I'd make her look good if I were to come aboard with the engagement, and then leave it to her to make her decision. If, on the other hand, I don't have a ball buster, but I have an allied type woman, the approach is a little different. I use her as a source of information about how decisions are made, about what the company's values are, about what the company wants to see in this particular engagement, so that I can pull the things out of my background that demonstrate that I'm the right fit for the engagement. I also try to find ways that I can help her to achieve whatever objectives she has at the company or with her career in general, so that this woman becomes an ally and a friend, no matter what the outcome of this particular engagement is. Now I want to finish with some potential misconceptions that we have about women buyers. First question, you know, are we indecisive? I don't know that women are less decisive than men. I think, though, we are more deliberate. We review more information. While men, they kind of just go with their gut. I'd like to see some research on whose decisions pan out more often. Maybe I'll make that a project and let you guys know what I find. Next question, are women cheaper? In restaurants, yes. I used to wait tables when I was in college. And, you know, women, they would come in there with those coin purses and start counting out the exact tips, you know, the 15% back then that they were going to pay. While men just rounded up to a nice round number. And I think that kind of carries out into major business decisions today. Women are definitely more budget focused. Whatever the budget is, they're going to stay within it. Whereas a man seems to be more comfortable asking for more budget if he thinks that the value he's going to get is worth paying more than what was originally budgeted. So I guess my answer is women can be cheaper. Last question, are women emotional buyers? Well, the truth is everyone is an emotional buyer. It's just different emotions that drive different people. Some people are driven by fear, others by affinity. If you're buying legal services on a bet the farm matter, you're driven by fear. Fear of losing your job, fear of the company going under. If you're buying box seats at a sporting event, you're motivated by your love of that particular sport. So any belief that women are personalizing business decisions, I think, is misplaced or overblown. When it comes to emotions, I could talk about tone and pitch of voice and word choice, but those actions or activities are just symptoms. At the root, we all make decisions based upon emotion, and the emotions that drive us most are fear and affinity. So, to summarize, how to sell to female buyers? Respect the role, accept the no, and be perceptive about the individual female's characteristics. I'm Siobhan, your Sales How-To Gal. Until next time.